If you can say your name into the microphone.
Bill Brayshaw, president of the Queen's Own Rifles Association.
And tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
Well, I guess it started in 1961. I decided I was going to join the Army, and the name the Queen's Own Rifles sounded really good to me, and I'd never been out of the province of Ontario except to go to Niagara Falls. And so I went down to London, Ontario, joined up, went out to Calgary, and that started my career. And I was in there with the Queen's Own for 9 years, went to Cyprus with them. I had 2 tours in Europe. One was with the Queen's Own, and the other I went over as a steward, I guess it was.
Was that to Germany?
That was to Germany, yes. And then with the Queen's Own, I went to Cyprus, 1965. And from there, I went into the steward's trade and never looked back. I got to serve as Royal Highness Prince Philip at one time, Prince Andrew, Lieutenant Governors. So,
what sort of duties would you have?
When I was serving them, they were just visiting within the messes and stuff like that, and I had to serve them the drinks and things. And then I had the quite a few Lieutenant Governors I took care of, and I guess as you saw last night, the Lieutenant Governor Stephen Point was there, and I had to be with him most of the night. So when we got into this due for last night, for the 150th, I guess it was about 3 years in the making, pretty close by the time we finished.
And you were on the committee the whole time, weren't you?
Yes, yes. And it was a long, hard time, but we enjoyed what we were doing.
Where did you meet usually?
We normally met right here.
In the Legion?
Yes, because I live up in Nanaimo, right. So I had to travel back and forth down here, sometimes 2-3 times a month for the meetings. And then we'd all work as a team to decide just exactly what we're going to do.
Is this the biggest event the Queen's Own Rifles has put on at the local branch?
It has, yes. We have two functions a year. Normally it's a birthday, and the other one's the Oktoberfest. And this was by far the largest one we have ever had. And because it was Her Royal Highness coming out, it was going to be quite, well, it still was quite costly, but it was worth every penny just to get the groups together. We have one of the closest knit groups in all of Canada.
The Vancouver Island branch.
Vancouver Island branch, yes.
Why do you think that is?
They don't have what I would call a rank structure. You know, it's all first name basis, starting from the Major General down. And everybody respects everybody that way. And there's no one's above pulling pranks on one another either. We all have fun when we go do things. So that's basically it.
I guess it's a small enough location as well, being on the island. Although you have people from the mainland who are part of the Vancouver Island Association?
We have them all the way down to Newfoundland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's every province we've got members here.
Oh, I see.
And they want to join this branch all the time.
I see. Yeah, some of them will remember being at Work Point.
Oh, definitely. Well, Work Point and Germany brought most of these members together, because they get together, I guess, as you've seen, they all talk about the past of what went on, yes.
Are you expecting new members to
come? Yes, yeah. We're forever getting new members, and I guess at our age, we're getting a lot dying off, too, but you're always, somebody knows somebody, and they just talk to them coming into the organization, and it's like finding lost kids all the time.
Right.
And I think it's really, really important.
And just talk to me about how the event was funded. Do the registration fees and the dinner tickets, does it cover the cost?
It would cover most of it, but Toronto helped us out, and you know, they were very gracious. They gave us $10,000 towards it. And also, this Legion, the Central Poppy Fund, because there was veterans attending this function, they gave us, I believe it was about $18 per person of the veterans, which came to $2,700. And then we went out to the public, and we got quite a few donations that way. But the total cost was probably about $38,000 for the function last night. And it was worth every penny.
And tell me how you felt over the weekend when you were unsure whether HRH would be coming. What was that like?
It was a little upsetting, disappointment, but you know, if you look at the bottom of our cap badge there, it says in pace paratus, and it's in that, it's in peace prepare. That's our motto. So I find that we're very versatile. Like we just went from when Her Royal Highness couldn't come, Lieutenant Governor's just as good filled her shoes.
He had a backup plan and away.
Yeah, and he did such a totally awesome job as you saw last night. He went around and I had a hard time getting him out of there because he was posing for so many pictures. Now he's a very gracious person.
Everybody, very easy to talk to.
Yes, as you know, everybody just loved him last night. And for the do there, I guess I was on basically pins and needles most of the time because being president of the thing, if it doesn't go over, you're the one that wears it. But to me, I didn't have a problem with it because everybody enjoyed themselves. I don't think there wasn't a person here that didn't enjoy themselves.
No, it was a fabulous night. Yeah. And good events through the day as well. You know,
yes.
There was a little bit of rain at work point, but it was dry the rest of the day.
It was, yes. And for that, you know, like, I guess my lady and myself, we got up around 6:15, getting ready because we knew it was a long day, and we didn't finish up till basically 10:30 last night, 11:30 last night when we left, because you have to stay and make sure just about everybody, but I wasn't staying there until the hanger-oners because it's just too late. And then Monday night here, I guess we had about, probably, you were here, I guess.
Yes,
I guess there was close to 300 people here Monday night.
Yeah, the Legion.
Yes. And what was good about that is because a legion, all the legions are having a hard time right now, and this legion did pretty good that night, so I was glad for that. And for her not coming, I guess everybody was disappointed, but they never let on they were disappointed anyways. They just went ahead and had a great time.
That's what I heard from people. You know, they were fairly philosophical, saying that they knew that, you know, if she could be here, she would be here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she couldn't, but they'll carry on.
Uh-huh. And I think we here put on the buffet because we felt with a buffet, we could get more exposure with the Lieutenant Governor because he was the one that made it. And he graciously got up and walked around and met people and talked with people and gave people hugs. They hugged him, and I've never seen a Lieutenant Governor like that. You know, he's very warm to the people, and you just sit there, and you know, you felt so relaxed because normally you're pins and needles when you're around somebody like that, and he was just so gracious the whole night.
And your role was to kind of shepherd him about
and
look after him a bit.
Well, his aide, Captain Jack Patton, he said to me, he says, because him and I are friends from Nanaimo, he said to me, he says, Bill, he says, I'm only here because he's here, but you're in charge of him. You steer him around. So that's exactly what I did. And people come up he'd be sitting there, and they would say, would it be possible to get a picture taken with him? He jumped right up, grabbed onto him, and away he went. So it's just amazing what he did. He made the show for us, you know, by being what he did. And, excuse me, the Scottish pipes and drums there, they were fabulous, too.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yes. And the thing that really impressed me was the group of skirmishers that came out from Toronto. Mm-hmm. They were there, and they just bent over backwards for us. And you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
And fabulous to see them in their
historical uniforms. And then with Larry Beaton, the one that was in the battle dress, that was our dress from the old days.
Right.
And it was just so fabulous to see that.
Yeah. Now, is that something that he would personally own, and that's what he
That's his own uniform.
Yeah.
The only thing he didn't own was a shirt. He borrowed that from a museum, and I'm going to get him one so he'll have it.
Right. Do you think many of the men have their old uniforms like that?
No, we have, like, our buttons. we have our belt buckle, shoulder flashes and stuff like that. And one of the fellows here, I think you talked to him last night, Art Soretsky.
Yes.
He makes shadow boxes out of them.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I have two of them. I collected enough stuff that I have two because I have two boys. And, well, actually I have three because I have the one for the regiment when we do Celebration of Life. We have a shadow box there for it, and then we also have a cross, so we put poppies on it. I said to my boys, I says, if you want these shadow boxes, say so. If not, I'm going to donate them back. And both my boys said, if you do, Dad, I'll kill you. But there's a lot of pride in this unit.
Yes.
When you came and spoke to me there, I just...
When he was colonel of the regiment...
This is Herb Pitts.
Yes. Yes, he was colonel of the regiment. I was a steward in the sergeant's mess, and he came over for a mess dinner. His driver somehow didn't show up. The regimental sergeant major was just in a panic. So I walks out behind the bar, and I saw all this commotion. So I said to the RSM, I says, sir, I says, I have just about a brand new Plymouth Barracuda. I'd be honored to give the colonel a ride back to the residence, because that's what he had to do. So the colonel said, fine, that would be great. I appreciate that. So he climbs into the back seat, sits behind the driver where he normally should do. I'm going over to the gate to go through the gate there. The RP was at the gate, regimental police was at the gate. And I rolled my window down. I says, colonel in the car, and they always knew me for joking, eh? And they said, I can't say the word. They told me to F off. Colonel Pitts sitting in the back seat, and he says, this is the colonel. And the guy, I thought he was going to break his arm, get his arm up to salute him. And I still remind the colonel of that. You know, he still has a laugh. But he always had a good sense of humor when things went on. He was one tough colonel, but even to this day, the men would follow him if a war broke out at our age.
I've heard that a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
People
was just
say,
a
I'd
great
follow him into battle tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was out in winter exercise, and he came into my tent one night, and he made a point every night, and it was about 40 below, he'd come around to visit every one of the troops. He'd come to see how they were doing. And I said, sir, I says, how do you hold that much coffee? He says, with great care, because if you had to go to the washroom then, you know, you got down there, it was quite cold. But he was a great colonel.
And I noticed last night and over the last couple of days, people still call him Colonel.
Yep.
Instead of General.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how they knew him.
Yeah. Well, I think when I told you that when with our regiment, we don't have any rank distinction even today, and he always tells them, I'd like to be called Herb, and that's what he goes by is Herb, and people respect him for that because when you're out, you're out. And I sometimes call him General, but I most times call him Herb. Because he feels more at ease that way. He feels at home. And I think that is about all.
I was just going to ask you about what happens now over the next few days. Do you have some kind of wrap up to do? Or?
We in a couple of days we'll have a meeting down here to go over what we could have done better. And I know there are things we could have done better. But living up in Nanaimo, it was hard for me to get down to help out with so much of the things. And I did a lot of the things out of Nanaimo, like the menu you saw last night. That was my baby. I did that, and that took about 18 months to do by the time you start and finish it. I also made sure that the programs were done. I had the car decos done, you know, and basically that was my job, and then I came down like help with the glasses and stuff like that.
And sorry, go ahead.
And we will have a wrap up, you know, as to, you know, where we could have saved money, where we couldn't have saved money. But you know, when you have a thing like this go on, because this was my trade in the military too, and if you have a thing like that going on, you've got to be able to communicate with each other, and that's very important, communication.
And I was going to ask as well about the commemorative items that I saw last night. There was a pen.
There was a pen, car decals that go on the windshield of your car, and they were designed by Ed Titus and myself. And the pens we ordered, you know, we went as a group to order them. So the wine glasses, it was They were very expensive, but they were nice, beautiful giveaways.
They were beautiful, and that's what. And did people know that they were meant to be taken away afterwards?
They didn't know at the time because everybody was coming up and they're saying, "Do we keep these glasses or do we turn them back in?" And so we had to finally make an announcement. The items on the table are giveaways. Please feel free to take them. And the funniest thing at the end are the young girls that were cleaning up the balloons and everything. I said to them, "You feel free to take them home. Can we? Can we?" So they took them home.
And these were the green and red and gold balloons.
Yes.
Yeah, they were beautiful. Yeah. And then you had the big balloon letters along the boat walls.
I don't know who got those.
Okay. Great. Were you left with many wine glasses? Were you left with many wine glasses last night at the end of the night, or did they all go?
No. We probably have about 12 dozen left that we're going to sell.
Right.
Maybe 8 or 10 dozen. Right. I know I've purchased 4 of them, and then I purchased some of the bottles of wine, too. So we're recouping some of our money that way.
Great. And there was a commemorative coin?
Yes.
Would that have been done from the National Association?
That was done from the National for each of the serving members. They were given out, and then if you wanted an extra one, you paid $25 towards the funding for this whole deal.
Right.
So I bought an extra one, and you were only allowed to buy one because they're such beautiful coins, as you saw. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
And I'll